Now, God says, then said I. Now, listen to Jeremiah's response. And at this time, he was about 20 years old. But this verse doesn't look like it. Ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak from a child. Now, actually, he was not a child as you and I think of a child. This is the same word that was used in Zechariah, the second chapter, verse 4, where the angel says to Zechariah, speak to this young man. Now, young man is the same word that's translated child. And this man, Jeremiah, at this time, was a young man. And I think it's more or less assumed that he was about 20 years of age at this time. Now, the reason he says this, he says, I'm a young, inexperienced fella. I'm not capable of doing this. I'm not prepared for it. And I've called attention to this before. Have you ever noticed that the man that God uses is the man that doesn't think he can do it? If you think you can do it today, then may I say to you, I don't think God can use you. I had a young preacher that came in to see me, and he was just absolutely green with jealousy of another man in the town where he was. And he said this to me. He said, I'm a better preacher than he is. I'm a better pastor than he is. I'm a better speaker than he is. And he just went down the list. And when he finished, and he said, now I want to know why God's using that man and he's not using me. He said, my ministry is just falling flat. Well, I said, I'll tell you why. I said, you think you can do it. And I happen to know the other man, and the other man really doesn't believe he can do it. And I said, God always uses that. God chooses the weak things of the world. And Jeremiah says, I'm just a young man. I'm not fitted. I'm not equipped. I'm not able to do this. And now notice what God says to him. But the Lord said unto me, say not, I'm a young man. For thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee. And whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Isn't that good? Isn't that wonderful? Oh, may I say this, not as carping criticism, but just as a statement of fact. I listen to the liberals, and there are more liberal pulpits than there are fundamental today, but the fundamentalists are getting the people. The Bible-believing churches, they've got the thing moving today. The liberal hasn't. And if you would ask me what's wrong with these churches, primarily, it's actually not liberalism. The old boy up there speaking doesn't believe it. He's giving out theories and ideas, and he has panel discussions where he tells what he thinks. God says, you give what I command you to give, and give it with that authority. May I say to you, when you're giving out God's word, it's very comfortable. It's very wonderful. I love this. I love Jeremiah. I'd love to have comforted that man, and he sure has comforted me today. I can assure you that.